On this episode, I talk about top Series 2 checklists and what you should be buying instead. What is going on, everyone? David, SVA Card Collectors, and I have to make a correction. Yesterday, I talked about the Hank Aaron rookie card, and I stupidly thought of the 1955 Topps card. To be honest with you, I like it better. It's just a better looking card to me as opposed to 54. So the 54 card actually now goes for the last sold, which is, well, not last sold, but they're all over the place, to be honest with you, with sales. And 3,700 was the last one. That seems high to me because I saw prices, I'm looking through eBay, where just a couple of months ago, it was at $2,000. I don't know if that was because of the big drop off and they did have, you know, a drop in sales when the stock market crashed. But that still seems pretty high to go from 2,000 to almost doubling. I don't think Hank Aaron has done too many things recently to warrant that, but I just would watch out for a little market manipulation on that one. But besides the point, I just wanted to correct that. I was sounding foolish. So Top Series 2 finally released their checklist. Oh, happy days. Now everyone is really annoyed that they, you know, bought pre-sale of this, because that checklist is a doozy. It's a stinker. You have Luis Robert, not Robert, Robert. And that's it. Pretty much that's all you got. Before I get into that, I'll talk about today's releases, which is Panini Legacy Football. It looks very similar to like an Allen and Ginter type style. That's the way to explain it in Cardboard Connection. So that's why I'm using their same terminology, because heaven forbid I come up with words, you know, for myself. So I think you get two autographs over there, you know, with that over there. You know, with that, hobby boxes are around $150. You also have obviously Top Series 2. They've already been coming out. Some people have even found them in the wild in Target. You have a Leaf Valiant baseball coming out today as well. All the rage has been made yesterday with regards to Bowman Sapphire. Everybody and their mother was trying to get on Tops to try to buy it. I don't even try to anymore because I know the bots are going to win. And I got to find these bots so I can get them, so I can be the champion. And so these boxes were selling for $150. They are already selling for $350 on eBay with multiple sales of that. They were $325. I know I saw a bunch, $750, two boxes, and then I think one box for $350. You know, a bunch of them sold. So everyone thinks that these things are going to be the bee's knees. If you go to Topps website, a lot of stuff is sold out. The only thing that's left is Topps Heritage 2019, because nobody cares about that set. Just nobody does. Nobody likes it. So getting back to Topps Series 2, you literally have no rookie cards. I went through it trying to find somebody that I even heard of. I haven't even heard these guys. And that's bad. That's not good. I'm not saying I know everybody and their mother, because I don't. I will get a little bit better because fantasy baseball is going to be coming up. I will still be running a league. So if you guys, you know, want to get in, I'm going to set that up. However they do it, you know, it'll be 60 games. So I don't. It'll be fun for 60 games. It'll give us something to do. Also, guys, if you hear this on YouTube and other places, I might as well tell you, comment, like, subscribe. If you don't like it, don't put the thumbs down. Don't be a jerk. Nobody likes you if you do that. People who do that, I don't like this. I will give you a thumbs down because that's what I think about it. Don't do that to me. Come on, jerk. So anyway, we're going back to the rookie cards. I've never heard of any of these guys. Seth Mejia Breen, Shogo Akiyama, James Karsinichak, and these might be like the greatest guys on earth. I have no idea. Kyle Garlick, Emmanuel Clase, Jake Fraley, nothing. they're not even. Garrett Stubbs from the Astros. I haven't heard any of these guys. So, the big, I would suggest if you're going to be buying boxes, pre-sale tops update. I saw it was 114, 115, yesterday. I don't know what it is to, you know, what it is today. Because I'm sure everybody and their mother like, oh crap, everyone's going to be on update. I got to go there and do that. And so, I got a feeling because you're going to have, I'm sure they're expanding the rosters. Baseball is now going to be starting. They still don't have all the details yet. They're like, all right, you're going to start. So what are we doing? Well, I don't know. Just, go swing some bats and stuff like that. What about all these people that have COVID? Just tell them to just walk it off. But they're going to have to expand the roster, and then they're going to have like a bunch of players just chilling on the sidelines. So if someone gets COVID, they can just be brought right in basically. And I think you're going to have a lot of those minor leaguers getting in there. So I think Topps Update is going to be pretty cool this year. I think because you're going to get people get hurt, people get COVID, pitchers, they're not going to be able to go six innings. So you're probably going to have a ton of pitchers. So they're going to have to bring probably some pitchers up from the minor leagues. And it should make the playoffs pretty cool. Also the DH, now that that's going to be in the NL, that should be, you know, good for a lot of teams, especially the Mets. I think the Mets are in good position. I mean, we make fun of the Mets, and rightfully so, but their starting pitching is excellent. They have decent hitters, and now if they get Cespedes and they say, all right, well, you don't have to go out there, just swing the bat. He was pretty good. I mean, he's pretty clutch. So, I can see them in a short, you know, 60-game span. They sometimes can get off to these good starts. It's just the rest of the season happens with the Mets. I don't think I said the White Sox and the Mets are going to go to the World Series. I'm not saying that, but why not? Really, it's any one game. Anyone can show up and have a chance, except for the Orioles. No way the Orioles are making through. But besides the point. So we have that going on as well. So A lot of disappointment in Top Series 2. But what are you going to do? What are we going to do about this? Nothing. So, had a good talk. On Wednesday nights, we have a SVA online chat. Anyone can show up and talk as if they know what they're talking about. Because that's just what I do. And a lot of the talk was focused on basketball. And on my previous podcast, I spoke about how I think the sports card market is going to, you know, fail. It's going to not fail. It's just going to drop. I think it's going to be a big crash, but that's going to be later on. I'm not, you know, not saying right now, but it's going to be coming, I think, by the end of the year. And where should we put our money? And I said vintage cards. I went out on a limb with Mickey Mantle and other stuff that you know, basketball is so hyped up and so high. And it's funny because this guy, Darren Ravel, who comments he's on Twitter and he does a lot of hobby news. We just got, you know, let me see if I can find it again. The highest modern day card is a LeBron James rookie card. It's a BGS 9.5. It's a 2003-2004 exquisite collection, the rookie parallel, number 223, which is an odd number. It is now at $960,000. That's including the buyer's premium. Damn, that buyer's premium, 20% or 15%. There's still 23 days left for this, though. So this should go over $1 million. And like the Mike Trout was the previous one, and that was $922,500. So you can see basketball is just exploding, and there's a ton of interest. I think it's also outside of America. And I'm not saying it's not warranted. I'm just saying there's a lot of players who that cards are worth a lot of money and they haven't done squat. And so once they haven't done squat in the playoffs and won a championship, their cards are going to die down a bit. And so the buying opportunity is not these tier guys. It's not these top tier rookies. It's not your Morant. It's not your Zions. It might not even be your Tyler Heroes at this point, because or Rui. I can never say his from Washington. I can never say his name. it might not be them as well. You're going to be looking for guys below that tier where you can get better value, but it's going to be a long-term, you know, investment. I brought up a player named Bol Bol, who, you know, I didn't know too much about, but I looked up his, you know, how he plays on YouTube. Damn, he is not his father. He's has athleticism. He can shoot, and in the G League, he's playing. He was playing pretty well. But those are the type of players you're going to be looking for to get the best value, to buy low and then sell high. So those are the guys that everyone's looking for. And not everyone's looking for, but no one's really paying attention. And that's where it should be. You should be looking. I made a comment about LeBron James and how his other years, there really should be no reason why they're spiking in price as much as they are. I may be wrong about that. I understand the first year that he's in a Heat jersey, or first year he's in a Laker jersey for Panini, but even still, his Laker jersey is silver is $700-$800, you know, bucks already in a PSA 10. I just don't get it. And so either the play is these are overvalued and just wait for them to drop, or go find other players who are not of his stature. I don't think there's too many out there, but might be pretty damn close. And maybe their cars aren't of value. Maybe his silver is, you know, LeBron James' silver is a 700, but maybe Durant's is a 400 or 500. And right now, you probably can get it for a lot less. Will it get there? I don't know. And I'm not saying that's the play. It's just the thoughts that are running through my mind right now. Those are the things I'm looking for. You know, where I can find cards that are cheaper that not everyone is thinking about, talking about. And when you have these conversations, especially those like the online, players were coming out. And I'm like, you know what? Let me look online. And now I'm looking and now I'm watching on eBay and I'm trying to see, you know what? This may not be a bad play. They're cheap enough for me to go get them. That's what's good about this stuff. Just when you start talking out loud and you start, you know, interacting with people. And I think that's what Instagram is pretty good with, Twitter, even Facebook groups to an extent, and the Flick Chat groups. The Flick Chat group that I have is great for that stuff because people can go back and forth. It's much easier to go back and forth, and you can have actually a conversation. And so it's important to have these relationships. It's important to talk because there may be things that you don't realize that makes a card so much more expensive. Maybe there's print errors. The card that I suggested in my email, that's why you got to sign up. Go to my website, sign up to email, because I'm finding deals and finding stuff that not everyone's talking about. That's where I'm going to be, you know, focusing on. Everyone can tell you, hey, a good deal for Zion Williams, a good deal for these other players. But stuff that's, you know, affordable that we can go after. And if we get it graded, we can make some profit. Because raw cards is where you're going to make the most profit. And the best way to do it is you buy lots. You buy 10 of them. If you're able to get lots, you know, relatively cheap, and then you grade them, the odds are going to be in your favor if you know what to look for. I have an article on it. You go on svacardcollectors.com. Check out how to, you know, buy raw baseball cards. And I sent out an email today where people are going to be smacking their heads and be like, come on, Dave. But I'm telling you, I know because I just sold two cards. I left one card that I sold out. If you went on my Instagram, you'd be able to see what I'm talking about. And if you look in a little bit more detail on the baseball cards that I sold, they were all baseball cards, but the type of cards they were, I bought them cheap, I graded them, and they sold pretty well. Am I a millionaire? No. But if you buy a card $2, $3, $4, $5, get it graded for 10, now it's going to be 12 or 13 because the modern cards, they went up on PSA. They sent a lovely email to let you know that. So you get it maybe all in $15, $16. And if you're selling them at $40, $35, $40, and you have a steady stream of them and you're doing this every single month, it's not bad. And that's the thing. You have to be consistent. If you're not consistent, and then it may not work all the time, because after a while, you're just going to run out of cards and be like, ah, crap, I don't have nothing. But if you have a steady stream every month, cards coming in, and you're able to do this and able to flip this, you'll be able to get a nice little nest egg, you know, where you'll be able to start buying bigger cards. And that's really what everyone wants to get to. They want to save enough where they go, all right, now I got $1,000. I'm going to buy this card, and I think it's going to go up X, Y, and Z. And, you know, maybe an A and B. So that's where my focus is on, and trying to learn some people, some things. So that's where I'm at. I'm trying to think of, I'm losing my mind here because I had a lot more stuff. Like, hey, Dave, why don't you write this stuff down? That would be really smart. But yeah, I didn't do that. I did buy, I wanted to talk about, good, the, I just pulled up an Instagram post. I bought one of the cars I really wanted was hot gloves. I love Flair. It's probably one of my favorite sets, and I really got into the 90s inserts, and I still am, but I pick and choose what I want. I'm not going out and spending any crazy amounts of money. But the 97 Flair Showcase hot gloves A-Rod has fire in the background. It's a die cut with lasers. And it was for $25. It looked like it was in great condition. And boom, I pulled the trigger for $25. Some of the sales were a little bit lower raw, but I really liked that card as opposed to the other cards that I saw. So I just picked it up. That's that. It's done. So I'm super, super happy I have it. It's coming. That's what she said. And yeah, it's just happy about that. And I also... what else did I buy? What was the other thing I bought really late at night? That's what I do now. I just go late at night, just go surfing for cards. Yes, the Kevin Durant. I bought a Kevin Durant 2012 Panini Select base card for $15. Already shipped out. Looked like it was in pretty good condition. Gonna see if I can get this bad boy graded. If not, that's okay too. I think that was something that's slightly undervalued. And just to give you an idea, like I spoke about before, that's the type of stuff I'm looking for. Kevin Durant. Who else? Just, you know the guys. Sound like Joe Biden when he goes, we hold these truths to be so. Well, you know the thing. You know the guys. It's going to be the major guys. That's who I'm looking at. And I'm looking at if they have an optic, if they have, as I'm talking, I have a thing. I'm trying to buy the stupid Barry Bonds card. It's $5.99. The guy has an offer up. I offered $4 and $5. He's declined each one. So it's just basically, I got to buy this for $5.99. And it's like, I just don't want to because it looks nice, but I don't know. I think I'm probably going to, late at night, just get suckered into it and buy it anyway. But now I lost my train of thought. Great. That's what I like to do in a podcast when I start rambling on. Lose my train of thought. But you get where I'm talking. I'm looking for not just Panini Prism. I'm looking for Select. I'm looking for Optic, if they have Optic. I'm looking to see if there's any special type of insert that that is pretty collectible of guys who are not, you know, really expensive, not the top guy, because maybe their card, you know, maybe they just are not being, you know, talked about right now. They're not, you know, they're not making the playoffs, but they typically do. Guys like that. So, there you have it, guys. All right. So now, it's the time of the show where I have to say goodbye. SVACardCollectors.com. Guys, if you want to write, I will post your stuff. I'll give you shout-outs. I don't know what else I can do. I have no shame, so I'll do whatever it takes. Also, guys, download the Flick Chat app. We are learning a lot. We are bouncing ideas off each other. It's just a good place to be. And you guys know what to do. Buy some cards, go broke. Later. You've heard me talk about Star Stock. They've been a sponsor of the show for a couple of months now. Well, now you can deposit, purchase cards, view in your collection, and flip those cards back on the marketplace with so much more to be built. StarStock is building a sports card marketplace aimed to be faster, cheaper for flipping sports cards than any other platform. They're currently looking for people who want to submit their cards to sell on this new platform. Here's what StarStock is offering. 5% commission, no ingestion fees. You send in the cards, they do all the work. Cards are guaranteed and secured in the vault. I seen the little guy, his name is Pepe. He doesn't let anybody in or out. You can choose cards to ship back to you at any time. You can buy, flip, store, or ship cards with a click of a button. If you're interested in getting involved and sending those cards, contact Mike at mike@starstock.com. Again, StarStock is only looking for rookie cards and are prospects of current players. Head over to starstock.com.